Radio. The transmission and reception of electromagnetic waves on radio frequency, especially those carrying sound messages, or the activity or industry of broadcasting sound programs to the public.
Fanboy.
A male fan,
especially one who behaves in an obsessive or overexcited way.
This is the Radio Fanboy Podcast, and here's your host, Bevo.
Can't believe we've made it to episode number 3. Hello and welcome. Today's guest started his career back in the 80s. You may remember the iconic Stereo 10 in Brisbane, the nighttime show, the Boogie Check, I think it was called. In the 90s, the Fat Boys on 91.9 CFM. It was the first breakfast show on the station. And these days, he's back into breakfast radio, solo in Townsville, Power 100. Dave Daly, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Bevo. Yes, indeed. It's been a long, long trip. What a fun one.
Was it the 1980s that you started your radio career, or a little bit earlier?
Well, a little bit earlier, actually. I started at 4GY in Gympie, good old G-Town. And we had a program manager there by the name of Paul J. Turner. And of course, when you're a kid, you know, in Gympie, your dream is to get to, you know, Radio 10, Stereo 10. That's the goal. And always wanted to do it. And I was just doing the shift one night, and Roger Green, or Hugh Drury, his name is, called up, and he said, you take a while to answer the phones, mate. I said, oh, sorry about that. It's Roger Green. When he said that, I mean, in those days, as a kid in radio, it's incredible. And when he says, basically, you know, come down, you've got the job in Brisbane, blows your mind.
I mean, Stereo 10 was so iconic. There were so many things happening.
That's right. That's right. And back in those days, I was doing mid-dawns. They did have things called mid-dawn shifts, which was great for young jocks. And yes, you get on air at midnight, you work through till 6 in the morning, and you have a ball.
And didn't we have some amazing callers call through at that time of the morning?
You do, mate. You do. It's a shock. It's a shock. But from there, of course, you want to get on tonight. So Phil O'Neill was doing nights at that stage. And then I got the chance to take his job, Ugly Phil. He wasn't known as Ugly Phil back then. And then I went on to nights, and he went on to late nights. And then that's when we started that crazy nighttime talk show for kids called The Boogie Check.
The Boogie Check. Yes, it sounds very 80s, that's for sure. So tell us what happened on The Boogie Check.
Basically, it was Roger Green, the program manager, when he heard me on air, he turned me loose, basically. He said, just go for it. So we just take calls. Okay. And I suppose when I was a child, I listened to a guy called Wacker McCartney, I think his name was, and he was, you know, chainsawing people and blowing people up and all that sort of stuff, the callers, and it was just fun. So we kind of recreated that, and we also, there was a Boogie Check in the United States where it was modeled on. So it was just, you talk to someone, you don't like them, you just cut them off.
Ah.
We had characters on. Yeah, we had characters on there like Granny. Then I met up with Rob Elliott, and Rob did a lot of great characters with me. So it was characters. We had Granny, Gus the Cleaner, but all the kids became characters as well. So it was just entertainment. And, you know, you wouldn't do it these days. Like, we went into a talk break, and sometimes it'll last 20 minutes.
No.
It was just anything goes.
Yeah, none of this 3.5 minute breakfast cutoff positioning. You were just going.
No. And we took nights from 10% with that, if you call it a format. Because even the guys at Austereo are freaking out going, this isn't radio. How's this rating? We took from 10% to 18%.
Wow. Which
is a really big jump.
Yeah, that's brilliant. So let's talk about the launch of CFM on the Sunshine Coast and the Fat Boys.
Yeah, how that started up was when I was in Townsville first time around, I ran into a guy called Steve St. John. And, you know, in those days in radio, it's all about going out, drinking, eating, and, of course, you become rather large. And Steve was over at my place one night, and he said, let's do breakfast together in Townsville. I said, yeah, okay, no worries. And we're having a few drinks and laughing. I said, what are we going to call it? I was sick of all these breakfast shows like Steve and Dave, blah, blah, blah. And then Steve looked at me and he goes, the Fat Boys. And at that stage, we had a few rums and just rolled off the lounge onto the floor laughing, went into the program manager in the morning and said, we want to call ourselves the Fat Boys.
And oh, wow.
That's great. Rang my mother, who was alive that stage, and she goes, you're not going to call yourself the Fat Boys. Yeah. Oh, how embarrassing. But it was a great name, and it worked well up there. And then Paul Amos heard us, and then he took us from there down to Sunshine Coast to launch CFM.
Wow. That would have been an incredible experience, because I remember how loose you guys were on air, and you used to prank the other breakfast show on the other station, and then you got called into the PD's office for pranking them and blah, 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 blah.
Bevo, a lot of people hated us. We didn't care. We just did the show. Other radio stations, even, you know, stations within our building owned by our company.
Yeah.
You know, the team in the next studio hated us. So we were up against it all. John Laws, we pranked him kind of, and we paid for that. But I gave Steve a test. I said, I dare you to try and get on the Talkback Show. That's your challenge.
Oh.
And he did. He got on air. And then someone dobbed us in to John Laws' producer.
Yep.
And then we received a letter. Then our general manager, Nick Scott, who basically, we gave him a lot of heart attacks. He said, boys, sit down. We've got a letter from Sydney regarding you guys. Oh, here we go. Laws, he wants to sue us. But thank God he didn't. John just, John scared us. He certainly did. When you know that John Laws' team's after you for something you've done, yeah, you're in trouble. But we got off the hook. That's the main thing. But our GM said to us, he said, boys, look at me. I like to go out and have a nice lunch with clients and enjoy myself, but I don't want to deal with letters of complaints every day. But, yeah, okay. No worries. Yeah. But we kept doing it.
So when the station launched, it was part of, I think 4SS went to FM. It became
Grundy's.
Mix 93 FM, and then the
92.7 or something.
Yeah, that's
it,
right.
Was, Grundy's owned it.
That's right. That's and right. And then the second studio became the CFM studio in Nambour, didn't it?
Something like that. We were in Nambour anyway while we were doing the Fat Boys there.
Yeah. Yeah, I did work experience there in the 90s. I think it was Ross and Kath for breakfast. You probably
that's right. Yeah,
worked down the hallway from them.
They hate us too.
Wouldn't have any reason why they're no longer doing breakfast radio, surely. The Fat Boy scared them out of the building.
Oh, yeah. So we had fun at other people's expenses.
So you rejoined the world of radio recently. You went up to Hot 100 in Darwin, became a content director, and now you're down in Townsville, back on breakfast radio solo. How did that come about?
Yeah, that's a shocker, I know. I was up in Darwin there, of course, the general manager up there. Radio still. It still is mates, you know, mates. That's the way it rolls, mate.
Yeah.
And the GM up there has been a mate of mine for years, so he said we need a he got me, and I can talk about this now.
Yeah.
He got me because he said, mate, I want you to come in and be the PD of Mix in Darwin.
Yep.
I said, yeah, no worries. Not a problem. This is a typical radio story. And also, you're doing a shift. Yep, not a problem. So that's all good. I turned up the first day and sat in my office, and I met the breakfast team, Greg and Ellie, who are fantastic, and settling in. And then another two announcers walked in. They said, hi, how are you going? I said, oh, hi. So who are you guys? So, oh, we're the breakfast team from Hot 100. I said, right. So who's your PD? Who's your... You are. Really? Right. Okay.
So you found out when you walked in on the day that you had two breakfast teams to look after.
Yeah, good on you, Harvey. Yeah. I just roll with it. But that's another one of those fun stations up there, those two stations. The announcers have a ball, and Darwin is a different world. But it was a lot of pressure there because you're pulling an air shift, your PD of two stations. So basically, it's a 24-hour job.
Absolutely, on call. And of course, Darwin is quite a relaxed part of Australia.
It is.
Crocodiles, beers, and those Northern Territory drafts. Oh, my goodness. How many litres in those things?
They're gone now.
Oh, they're gone, are they? Okay.
Yeah, they're a collector's item, those big bottles.
I think my dad had one in his bar back in the 80s or something like that, but thought they might be still in production.
They still like to drink. Yes. Darwin still likes to drink. There's no doubt about that, but it's a very relaxed town, and everyone's chilled up there.
Yeah.
No stress up there, so they have a good time. So from there, I got a call from Chappie, Matt Chapman, who said there's a position going in Townsville. We'd like you to move on to it. And I said, do I have an option? And Chappy, so I'm not really, no.
Oh, okay. Wow, so there you go. That's a general manager for you.
Yeah, that's what they're all like. But, it was fun. And I've been to Townsville before, so it was pretty easy to slip back in there. But I did request somebody to be on with me. And I remember Chappy saying, no, you're on by yourself.
Wow.
Other people can do it.
Yes, right.
Yeah, which is a tough one. As anyone knows in radio, doing breakfast by yourself, not bouncing off anybody when you're used to doing that is a tough gig.
So let me guess, a lot of phone calls to make up for that co-host that isn't there.
That's right, and I called my old friend Rob Elliott.
Oh yes,
strangely enough, he does character voices.
Yeah,
because Rob brought out a board game called Smart Up.
Oh right, yep.
Yeah, he did quite well out of that. So he's just living at Noosa.
Yep.
So I just said, Rob, in between surfing and whatever else you don't do in a day, is it possible if you can do some character voices? And he's come on air and he's doing about four different character voices for me now. So
awesome.
It does fill the hole.
Oh, that's good.
And we thought, well, I hope we rate. I was only there 7 months, and I thought, oh no, there's no way you're going to go up in the survey. And talking to other people on radio, I said, no, you have to settle in for a couple of years, which is normal.
Yeah.
But we did jump in the first book. So
good.
Quite happy with that. When the next survey books are going to be in radio, the way the world is, who knows?
So what's changed in Townsville since the Fat Boys and now Dave Daly on Power 100?
What's changed here?
Yeah.
I think the drinking side of things, and I hate to bring it up again, there was that in radio where 4 o'clock in the afternoon every Friday, everyone just could go out to bars.
Yep.
That doesn't exist anymore, and probably it's a good thing for people's health, because where there was a bar on every corner in Townsville, there's now a gym. everyone's just working out these days.
So it's harder to become a fat boy in Townsville these days.
Oh, no. You're a thin guy, but breakfast radio is very lethargic. So if you've got the energy to go to a gym in the afternoon, which I don't, it's very hard. But I think I'll still be carrying that weight a while better.
Well, so good to talk to you today, Dave. Thanks for joining us on the podcast, and all the best with that solo breakfast show in Townsville.
Yeah, I know it's hard, but as long as you're having fun and the callers are having fun and you go up in the ratings, that's all that matters.
Absolutely. There you have it, Dave Daly from Power 100 in the one and only Townsville. Until next time, sayonara.
The Radio Fanboy Podcast was hosted by Bevo and produced by Matt Fulton Productions.